Well, hello, friends. Father Frank Pavone here, National Director of Priests for Life. Welcome to our Mass for Friday, the 19th of February. It's great to have you with us. The Lord heard and had mercy on me. The Lord became my helper. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Let us repent of our sins. Lord Jesus, victor over death, Lord have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord Jesus, giver of life, Christ have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord Jesus, coming in glory, Lord have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Let us pray. Show gracious favor, O Lord, we pray, to the works of penance we have begun, that we may have strength to accomplish with sincerity the bodily observances we undertake. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Thus says the Lord God, cry out full-throated and unsparingly. Lift up your voice like a trumpet blast. Tell my people their wickedness and the house of Jacob their sins. They seek me day after day and desire to know my ways. Like a nation that has done what is just and not abandoned the law of its God. They ask me to declare what is due them, pleased to gain access to God. Why do we fast and you do not see it? Afflict ourselves and you take no note of it. Lo, on your fast day, you carry out your own pursuits and drive all your laborers. Yes, your fast ends in quarreling and fighting, striking with wicked claw. Would that today you might fast so as to make your voice heard on high. Is this the manner of fasting I wish, of keeping a day of penance, that a man bow his head like a reed and lie in sackcloth and ashes? Do you call this a fast, a day acceptable to the Lord? This rather is the fasting that I wish, releasing those bound unjustly, untying the thongs of the yoke, setting free the oppressed, breaking every yoke. Sharing your bread with the hungry, sheltering the oppressed and the homeless, clothing the naked when you see them, and not turning your back on your own. Then your light shall break forth like the dawn, and your wound shall quickly be healed. Your vindication shall go forth before you, and the glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. Then you shall call, and the Lord will answer. You shall cry for help, and he will say, here I am. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
A heart contrite and humbled, O God, you will not spurn.
A heart contrite and humbled, O God, you will not spurn.
Have mercy on me, O God, in your kindness. In the greatness of your compassion, blot out my offense. Thoroughly wash me from my guilt. And of my sin, cleanse me.
A heart contrite and humbled, O God, you will not sin.
For I acknowledge my offense, and my sin is before me always. Against you only have I sinned, and done what is evil in your sight.
A heart contrite and humbled, O God, you will not sin.
For you are not pleased with sacrifices. Should I offer a burnt offering, you would not accept it. My sacrifice, O God, is a contrite spirit. A heart contrite and humbled, O God, you will not spurn.
A heart contrite and humbled, O God, you will not spurn.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory be to you, O Lord.
The disciples of John approached Jesus and said, why do we and the Pharisees fast much, but your disciples do not fast? Jesus answered them, Can the wedding guests mourn as long as the bridegroom is with them? The days will come when the bridegroom is taken away from them, and then they will fast. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Lord Jesus Christ.
Brothers and sisters, it is about relationship. The Lenten observances we have, all the observances, in fact, of our religion, are about the living relationship with the living God. The commandments, the norms of the church, the rules and practices, traditions that we follow, it is all rooted in a relationship with God. When the Lord tells in the Old Testament, you see this, for example, in the book of Leviticus, he starts telling the people all the different requirements of belonging to the people of the covenant, his own possession. He says, "Be holy, for I am holy," says the Lord. And then in the midst of giving specific commandments about being honest, for example, or sharing one's goods with the needy, the commands to be just, not to steal or defraud, he intersperses these specific commands with the declaration, repeated over and over again, "I am the Lord." In other words, we have to defend life, not just because it's some kind of commandment given to us, but because God is life. We need to be holy, not just because God says so, but because God is so. We need to tell the truth because God is truth. If we have a relationship with Him, if we want to be like Him, well, then that's why we have to be truthful. In other words, the command is not some kind of arbitrary expression of what God wants us to do just because He's in charge. It's a demand of consistency. If we want to be like Him, well, then He's showing us the implications, really. Commandments are implications when you think about it. Be holy, for I am holy. Well, because I am truth, be truthful. Because I am just, do justice. Because I am life, protect life. This is how it flows. This is how it works. And that's why any of the religious rituals or practices that we do, in order to come closer to God, have to be in the context of actually coming closer to God. And that is what both the first reading and the gospel tell us today. They both talk about fasting. And they indicate that God commands us to undergo fasting in the context of the relationship we have with Him. So if we're fasting on the one hand, but oppressing others at the same time, our fasting becomes a contradiction. It actually becomes a mockery of God, an insult. And it's not just that it applies to fasting. It applies to any religious practice, even praying. We read from the 58th chapter of Isaiah here today, but if you go back all the way to the first chapter, God is hitting the same theme. In fact, He's saying to His people that He is angry with them for undertaking the very same sacrifices that God Himself instituted. He's angry with them for undertaking the very worship feasts that God Himself established. He's angry with them for even praying. Why? Because they were not setting free the oppressed. They were instead killing the innocent. If you lift up your hands in prayer, God says in the first chapter of Isaiah, I will not listen. Because His people were not protecting human life. Killing was going on in their midst, and they weren't stopping it. God said in that same context, wash yourselves clean, put away your misdeeds from before my eyes, cease doing evil, learn to do good, do justice. In other words, give to others what they deserve, protect their rights, give them what is owed to them in justice, and intervene to save the helpless. As again here in 58, it says, you want to fast? Okay, fast. But take care of the poor. Lift up the lowly. Set free the oppressed. Remember, this was exactly how Jesus described his mission. When that day in the synagogue, he took the scroll again from the prophet Isaiah and read the words that are written, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because the Lord has anointed me, as it told me, to bring glad tidings to the poor, to let the oppressed go free. Remember when he appeared to Moses in the burning bush? He said, I have heard the cry of my people who are being oppressed. God always hears the cry of his people who are being oppressed. And so he sent Moses to Pharaoh to set the people free. And he sent his son Jesus Christ to set the people free from sin and from death. And so you and I, as we observe Lent, or as we say our prayers, whatever those prayers might be, or as we go to church, as we read the scriptures, as we engage in this Mass, we must commit ourselves to setting free the oppressed. The most oppressed in our world, the most oppressed in our society, are the children in the womb, whose very right to life is being denied and trampled upon by the laws and policies of our country. But all the oppressed, those who are oppressed by falsehood, those who are oppressed because they don't have the same access to opportunity that our world is supposed to provide, those who go hungry and homeless, without jobs, without friends, whatever the form of oppression may be, we're called to set them free, to do what we can to help them. And then our fasting and our sacrifice is pleasing to God because he has married us. Again, the prophet Isaiah says, your maker has become your husband. And this relationship of intimacy between God and his people that was established early on was deepened in Jesus Christ. And that's why in this passage today from Matthew's gospel, he calls himself the bridegroom. And Paul, of course, will later expand this imagery in his letter to the Ephesians by talking about the sacrament of marriage and saying this marriage of every man and woman refers to Christ and the church. Because of this intimacy, we approach God through our different religious practices, but everything we do takes its meaning and its purpose in fostering that intimacy. And that's why Jesus said, look, you don't have to fast while the bridegroom is with you. Because fasting exactly is meant to increase your union with God. He says, but I'm here. So you don't have to fast when I'm here. Can the wedding guests mourn as long as the bridegroom is with them? In other words, Jesus is answering this question that was posed to him by pointing out the deeper meaning of fasting. It's about union with God. It's about the relationship we have with him. Yes, he says fasting has its place. He commanded us not only to pray, but to fast. But he said, when the bridegroom is taken away, in other words, on Good Friday, he'll be taken away, bearing the cross. My followers will fast. They will suffer. They will have to deny themselves. They will have to take up their own cross. Oh, yes, there will be those times. But even then, they will know of my presence. Even then, they will know that that suffering is temporary because this marriage is eternal. This union we have with God is forever. And so whether through joys or through sufferings, all of it we offer to him, whether through joys or through sufferings, it is our union with God that we seek above all. And therefore, it's not just personal, individual, it's communal. And as we seek union with God, we rededicate ourselves to setting the oppressed free, starting with the most oppressed, the children in the womb. Let nobody claim to be worshiping God if they are not fervently pro-life, fervently on the side of the poor and the oppressed, the outcast, those who are discriminated against, firmly on the side of letting the oppressed go free. Thank you, Jesus, for the gift of Lent, for the practices that we do undertake, but fully aware, Lord, that their purpose is to lead us to you. Increase our spirit of service and love for others, that we may indeed be forever united in love with you. Amen. Inspired by God's word, let us pray for God's people. For the church throughout the world, that you may proclaim the union of God with his people in love that is eternal, we pray to the Lord. Let us pray for all who are in need, for all the poor and the destitute and all who are oppressed, that the grace of God and the help of his people may set them free, we pray to the Lord. We pray for an end to abortion, for the setting free of the unborn. We pray to the Lord. We pray for all elected officials that they may carry out their duties in union with the will and word of God. We pray to the Lord. Let us pray for President Donald Trump and give thanks to God for the good he has accomplished and is continuing to accomplish in his service of this nation. We pray to the Lord. We pray for an end to the China virus and for the healing of all who are ill. Let us pray to the Lord. We pray for those who are in war-torn parts of the world, that there may be peace and justice for them and all their fellow citizens. We pray to the Lord. We pray for those who are living under the effect of these storms and winter weather throughout the country in Texas and elsewhere, that they may be quickly assisted and brought back to normal activities, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And for all those who have died, that they may be received into the arms of the Lord Jesus and experience the peace of eternal life, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
We thank you, Father, for the worship that we are able to give you and for the confidence we have in you, that you will answer these and all our needs in the name of Jesus, the Lord. brothers and sisters. Pray now that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and the glory of his name, for our good and the good of all his holy name.
We offer, O Lord, the sacrifice of our Lenten observance, praying that it may make our intentions acceptable to you and add to our powers of self-restraint through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
With
lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks. Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, for through bodily fasting you restrain our faults, raise up our minds, and bestow both virtue and its rewards through Christ our Lord. Through him the angels praise your majesty, dominions adore and powers tremble before you. Heaven and the virtues of heaven and the blessed seraphim worship together with exultation. May our voices, we pray, join with theirs in humble praise as we acclaim. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and giving thanks broke it and gave it to his disciples saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly, we pray that partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis our Pope and John our Bishop and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Amen. To the God who gives us life, let us pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. May the peace of the Lord be with you always. Lamb of God, the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, grant us peace. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
O Jesus, thou hast given us in the Holy Eucharist thy body and blood to be our spiritual nourishment, through which we may have life everlasting. Would that I were able to receive thee this day in Holy Communion. I desire with all my heart to receive the living bread which comes down from heaven. O Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldst enter under my roof. Say but the word, and my soul shall be healed. Let me taste at least the sweetness of a spiritual communion. Come to me, Jesus, my Lord, my Master. Come and refresh my soul. Strengthen me that in union with thee I may do perfectly the Heavenly Father's will. Let me never be separated from thee by sin. Soul of Jesus, sanctify me. Body of Jesus, save me. Blood of Jesus, wash me. Water out of the side of Jesus, purify me. Passion of Jesus, comfort me. O good Jesus, hear me. Hide me within thy sacred wounds. O sacred heart of Jesus, receive me. O immaculate heart of Mary, plead for me and love me. Amen.
O Lord, make me know your ways, teach me your paths. Let us pray. We pray, Almighty God, that through partaking in this mystery, we may be cleansed of all our misdeeds, and so be suited for the remedies of your compassion, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Well, it's great to have you with us. Stay tuned to our broadcasts throughout the day, including the Stations of the Cross at 2:30, and followed by the Rosary at 3. And then, as you know, if you follow these channels, we have Janet's program in the afternoon and many other broadcasts. You can support our work at prolifegift.org, and we hope you do that. It can be part of your Lenten almsgiving, because that money goes to save the lives of the unborn for whom we advocate, prolifegift.org. Or you can call our office if you have questions we can help you with, 321-500-1000, 321-500-1000. The Lord be with you. And may Almighty God bless you, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Go in peace.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle, be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray, and do thou, O Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen.
Hello, I'm Evangelist Alveda King, Director of Civil Rights for the Unborn with Priest for Life. Our team is very committed to praying for you and your intentions every day. That is why we have set up a special website, prayerintentions.org. I want to invite you to go there today and let us know what your prayer needs are and the needs of your loved ones. Our Priest for Life team will lift up all those intentions to the Lord, and we ask you to pray for us as well. Go to prayerintentions.org. God bless you.